The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So I want to officially welcome everybody to the broadcast today. Welcome our podcasters, welcome our YouTubers, and welcome our Facebook Live audience. If you're new to the broadcast, we welcome you. Please let us know under the comments there on Facebook Live. If this is your first time joining us, let us know so that we're aware of that. If this is your first time joining us on YouTube, again, let us know that below in the comments. And on podcasts, as always, we welcome you either on Apple or on Spotify on Android. So let's get started on this thing, guys. Mideast Turmoil 2020. I actually got this title from a Washington Post story that was written that came out today. This is not even on our main website, but one of the writers of the Washington Post wrote a headline, and I think it's appropriate for what we're going to be talking about today in this podcast. Here's what the title is: expect a tumultuous 2020 in the Middle East. And I have to agree with the assessment of this writer. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of an excerpt of this. I'm not going to read all this. You can find this at the Washington Post. If you search this out, you'll see the whole article. But the writer goes on to say that he believes that the Mideast is going to be very tumultuous in 2020. And he tells you some reasons why. He talks about the civil war of Libya has taken a dangerous turn. He talks about Russian mercenaries and Turkish forces joining in with the fray as they push back. And he talks about Turkey being involved in this and the continual escalation going on with that. He discussed the Syrian civil war that continues there and will continue to spill over into 2020. He talks about governments being on edge for 2020 elections. Now, anyone that's kept up with this would absolutely 100% have to agree with this. Again, the governments of the world are holding their breaths, per se, as we approach the 2020 elections. Then we have the Israel and Iranian conflict. We have the Mideast peace process that they're still pushing. We have ongoing protest in the Middle East and growing conflicts that continue to spiral out of control in the Mideast. And that leads us to where we're going to home in on today on this podcast. Before we get into that, let me give you a little passage of scripture that kind of highlights what we're talking about today. Matthew 24, verses 6 through 7, Jesus is speaking here to the disciples when they ask him, what will be the signs of your coming? He tells them in Matthew 24, verses 6 and 7, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So we see here that wars, conflicts, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, this has got to happen. It's got to take place. This has been foretold, and we are seeing this escalating. And he says, see that we are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. In other words, again, I've said this multiple times on multiple podcasts, video segments, and so on and so forth, that you are going to see these transpire like birth pangs. They're going to increase in intensity. They're going to increase in magnitude and consistency of how much this is going to happen until it comes to pass. Now, we have some, let me give you a little bit of some breaking news. This comes out of Fox News, reported this. We reported this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org. The siege outside of the U.S. Embassy, again, this is breaking news coming over the wire. The siege outside of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, has come to an end Wednesday afternoon after dozens of pro-Iran militiamen and their supporters have withdrawn from the compound. Again, this is breaking news just coming over the wire. The siege outside of the U.S. Embassy that has been an ongoing two-day crisis that began early on Tuesday when an orchestrated assault, hundreds of protesters stormed the embassy compound, one of the most heavily fortified U.S. diplomatic missions in the world. These militiamen cleared the area. Smoke continues to rise from a section of the compound building where hours before they had lit a fire on the roof. According to Fox News, the violent protests, which included smashing of windows and spraying graffiti on the embassy walls, was said to be in protest of the deadly U.S. airstrikes that targeted an Iran-backed militia over the weekend, which resulted in 25 fighters. In turn, strikes had been in response to a rocket attack on an Iraqi armed base that killed a U.S. contractor and injured several American troops. The report goes on and says that the protest prompted the Pentagon to send hundreds of additional troops to the Mideast. Again, we reported all that. And late last night, we reported that Fox News also indicated that the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division's Alert Brigade had been issued orders to deploy rapidly to Kuwait amid the unrest in Baghdad. Three U.S. defense officials told Fox News yesterday that at least 750 paratroopers are set to deploy to the region immediately. I'd assume that they've already gone in that direction. And Defense Secretary Mark Esper said in a statement that the alert brigade of roughly 4,000 paratroopers, known as the DRB, or the Deployment Ready Brigade, has been told to prepare for possible deployment in the days ahead. Now, as a result of this, and the direct threat from the President of the United States, Donald Trump, it appears that, again, these pro-Iranian militiamen has withdrawn from the compound. Now, have they completely backed away, or are they regrouping? And are they, that's kind of what happened. We saw that on 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11, when they stormed the embassy. Remember this, when they stormed the embassy and many Americans died as a result of that, and they thought that they backed away, but they regrouped. And then they came back later, and there was an even more bloodier conflict. So I don't really know. I can't answer that, but let me give you some more information here. In direct response to the threats of the U.S. military and Donald Trump, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has strongly condemned the U.S. attacks on Iran-allied militia group in Iraq and actually blame Washington for the violence in the neighboring country. The Ayatollah went on and said that the Iranian government, nation, and I, again, this is a direct quote, strongly condemn the U.S. attacks. Again, that guy Trump has accused Iran for the attacks, and you cannot do and he swears here, he says, you cannot do an explicit thing. If you were logical, which you are not, quote, you would see that your crimes in Iraq and other countries have made nations hate you. Quote, if Iran decides to confront a country, we will do that openly. He went on to say that, quote, if anyone threatens our nation's interest, we will fight back without any hesitation. So this was a direct threat from, again, the leading Iran supreme Ayatollah there in Iran. Now, what gets interesting, I'm going to pull this out here. Michael Snyder, on his blog site, endoftheamericandream.com, he pointed out something that I was aware of that I want to get many of our listeners familiar with, because many of you may not know this, but many of Iran's leaders are apocalyptic in nature. What do I mean by that? They hold to an ideology and believe that a massive war must take place in the end of days that will usher in the return of what they call the 12th Imam or their Mahdi. And many of them are convinced that the time for this to happen is at hand. All right? Now, to further expound on this, they believe that a series of imams was appointed to carry out on the Prophet Muhammad's message, and that these imam rank above all other prophets except for Muhammad himself. The 12th Imam, or the Al-Mahdi, which is their Messiah, the Islamic Messiah, is believed by a Shiite group to have been born in present-day Iraq in 869 and had never died. Again, this is their beliefs, that he never died, and he was actually went into hiding and was supernaturally preserved and will be revealed in the end of days. Are you listening to me? The end of days. And he will reveal himself as their awaited Messiah. They believe that this Al-Mahdi will actually work alongside. Here it is. Ready for this? What we, or as Christians, believe is Jesus. But they believe that Jesus will team up with Mahdi, or this Al-Mahdi, and together they will work together to establish an Islamic caliphate and ruling faith to spread Islam across the globe. Now, this Mahdi is expected to appear when the world is ravaged in utter chaos and war. So, why am I talking about this? Again, the reason why we brought this up is because when you understand this ideology, you will see why many of these Iranian commanders and these imams and the Ayatollah and many of these, even outside of Iran, want war. They want conflict. They want chaos. Because again, if they believe this ideology and they believe what I just told you, then they know and they believe wholeheartedly, just like many of you that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and he is the one true Messiah, they believe what I'm telling you. So this is why they don't back down. This is why they, even though, yeah, they may have temporarily withdrawn these militiamen from the embassy, friends, mark my words, this is not the end of this conflict, and it will only get worse, and it will only become greater as we get closer to the end of time, or the end of the age is appropriate for me to say according to the Bible, because the world will never end as we know it, but we will come to the end of the age, okay? Now, to further complicate things in the Middle East, an article came out, a piece came out by the Christian Broadcasting Network, or CBN, in which they have reported that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has warned the United States of a unspecified, quote, shocking action, and that his country will soon reveal a, quote, new strategic weapon, and it will be revealed to the world as it bolsters its nuclear deterrent in face of, quote, gangster-like U.S. pressure. Now, what will this, quote, strategic weapon be? There's many speculation on what this is. We know that North Korea, at this moment, has an arsenal, according to this report. They have what is estimated to include 40 to 50 nuclear bombs and various delivery systems, including a solid fuel missiles, including solid fuel missiles designed to beat missile defense systems. And they also have the developmental ICBMs potentially capable of reaching the U.S. mainland. So, what, again, Kim Jong-un of North Korea is now, this threat was made last night on New Year's Eve. Now remember, there was speculation that he was going to present a Christmas surprise on December 25th. Well, that never manifested itself. There was no surprise. But now, again, on New Year's Eve, as many of us celebrated the new year bringing in here in the United States, at least, we were welcoming in the new year. Kim Jong-un was warning that a new strategic weapon would soon be revealed to the world and that he would not be bullied by the United States of America. So, again, what is this new weapon? Is this an electromagnetic pulse bomb that many has feared for years that they could get their hands on and successfully launch into the atmosphere over a major U.S. city and knock out our power grid, knocking us back into the 1800s? Or are they collaborating with other nations, howbeit Iran, China, and the list goes on, Russia? I don't know. We're throwing some of this stuff out here, guys. So, again, if you're listening to the podcast today, we've been discussing there is a tumultuous 2020 has been projected by many forecasters. Even prophetic people are saying that we really need to be paying attention to the Middle East, to wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. We've got the 2020 elections that's coming. We're less than a year out from that. We've got Russia, Iran, and China, that I believe it's them three nations that are creating an axis together, a coalition. They're launching their war games together. Each of these nations have bolstered their arsenals, their military. They're not backing down from the U.S. So you've got all this stuff going on, guys, out here, and it's something to take note of. So again, we wanted to present this today, and we need to really be praying about the Mideast, pray for our troops, pray for our president of the United States, whether you like him or whether you don't like him, pray for the situation in Iran. Listen, I don't know about you, but I don't believe many people want to see war happen. Nobody wins in war. I'm just going to be honest with you. People die. There's financial repercussions. The market is there's repercussions with the market, and the list goes on and on and on. All right. So we need to be in heavily intercession and heavy prayer about this. So we want to close out this broadcast by welcoming you to join our subscription base. If you've not done this, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can go to our main website. That's it right there, what we just announced. You can go there. You can find a place where you can subscribe and get our daily digest. You can subscribe to push notifications to get breaking news alerts when it comes. We want you to subscribe. Listen, if you're watching by Facebook Live or listen by YouTube, subscribe to our podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. You can come over there and find us. Just type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official ETH logo. Guys, we got a lot of things in the making. We got our official app that's going to be launched this year, coming soon. We're super excited about that. Again, if you want to get on board and you want to help partner with us, help partner with End Time Headlines, you believe in what we're doing, our information, the revelation, the transformation, the equipping that we do on a daily or weekly basis, rather, and it's been a blessing to you and your family. We want to welcome you, and we want to encourage you to partner with us. Sow a seed of one-time seed of any amount, or you can do a monthly partnership. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart as you help us remain strong for 2020. So we want to say goodbye. We're going to be heading out for this broadcast, to close this broadcast today on this podcast, but we'll be back on here on Thursday for the podcast. But many of you guys that are watching live via Facebook, we will see you guys in a few hours for our live corporate prayer segment. So God bless you. We will see you soon.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.